Thank you. We're back on the air.
And, of course, most even Khazarians, don't forget something. There are only a handful allowed to know this history. The training goes on in a very traditional manner, like in the Catholic Church, it would be catechism. Remember that the youngsters of, quote, the Jewish faith, which isn't, Jew is not a religion, it never was a religion. It is a conjured term, never used before Shakespeare used it, and then he didn't spell it, J-E-W. So you have to understand that it has been buried. And this is why the elders could take such liberties with the writing of the protocols, etc. But there was never a loss of goal. G-O-A-L.
Is there a current group of elders of Zion right now? Or are they?
Oh, certainly. Yes. They meet every year in Sanhedrin.
Are they people we would know, or is it like really undercover
stuff? Oh, it's a very elite group now. Very elite group. But it's much like if the Holy Father of Rome tells his sheep, that something is such and such. Well, I mean, we just decided Galileo maybe is okay. I mean, that's within the last couple of months. You know, that's after you hamstring, draw, quarter, and bury a man. Oops, he was right. We now have a new edict that he was right. There has always been the intent to enslave the world. It is a matter of the battle of souls between God and his adversary. And it's on a very, very high level. God can create. The adversary can only utilize that which is already manufactured or created. Now, he can create havoc out of this and create chaos. But as far as creation of light, from light, he can't do it.
So do producers and lawyers in Hollywood, do they know of the Jewish plan for world domination?
I would guess that a great many of them do. For instance, take Dershowitz, a Jewish attorney. He has said that the entire drive is to make Israel from the United States. Now, that's been published. So, yes, many of them know what they're working toward, even if they don't understand its mechanism. And we're talking about ones... You're not going to find anybody anymore that can trace their blood back to Abraham. And this is, you know, this is a week's discussion, not kind of passing on Saturday afternoon.
Commander, was there a danger for Yeltsin to leave Moscow? That's why they changed the meeting from Baltic to... to Moscow, or was there some other reason for Bush to change the meeting?
Well, no, it would have been all right for Yeltsin to come out, but he's pretty cautious, and he could not be assured of security from his backside as much as anything.
Was that the same place where Gorbachev was also put under house arrest, that same location, and he was thinking probably the same thing? Or?
That might very well be. I haven't looked at it. But they had a good excuse, and several things took place. One, you were able to see the power of requiring that your president go there. You see, there's really nothing to this, quote, treaty. And since START 1 has not even been approved by most of the Baltic nations or the nations that would be those East Bloc nations, anyway, you think Serbia is going to go along with anything they've got going? Well, actually, Serbia would, because that's Kissinger satellite. But certainly Bosnia wouldn't. So you've got a silly charade going on. And all you have to do is listen to what they're saying. They're going to make them pull up out of the ground some of these missiles, and yet they're going to let them move around and store in those silos mobile missiles. Oh.
Commander?
Yes.
In the scenario between now and inauguration day, how do you see what particular, what's the word, possible or probable scenario taking place? State really getting it or not getting it, the presidential seat?
It looks like to me that probably there will be an inauguration and he will be inaugurated. That's the way it appears. When the House of Cards was pulled down, he will probably be almost immediately served with papers. But you see, once you've got your patriots at a disadvantage, they will press hard to stonewall it, to just roll over. And it looks like, to me, from this point, that probably there will be an inauguration. But don't think that everything is lost. You still have banks intact. Now, that's not very good for the banks that already folded and the ones who lost everything, because they're fudging now on the rules they made for themselves. But they didn't really have a chance at closure of those banks. They are bound. They are bound. And if the banks can be kept intact, and if the economy can be kept from total collapse, and you see, so far they've not been able to pull off several of the things that they fully intended to pull off, which would bring everything into executive order and into FEMA. They were unable to close the banks. They were unable to change out that currency on a global basis. And it is structured now that if, in fact, they bring on the money, they may very well have to exchange it one for one, which will save your assets. But that cannot be depended upon. A lot depends upon what Bush is able to accomplish on this trip. And don't think for a minute that Perot and Clinton don't know exactly what's going on. Listen to what Clinton says. I am in favor. He was chosen by the Bilderbergs to be where he is. He knows exactly what is going on. There will be very little change if left alone. And there has been an increase in the talking about the New World Order. That means the full intent is to head for the New World Order just as hard as they can press it. Hopefully before you patriots come unglued and your military people, your sheriffs, your law enforcement people open their eyes enough to realize they can stop it. They can physically stop it. You cannot physically stop it, so the best you can do is get them wakened up. Awakened, I believe, is good English. I must get Soltech on that. Woken Up is not going to cut it, Soltech. We've got English people here. It is awakened. You don't get hung, you get hanged, and you get awakened, not woke. And it's important because, I mean, after all, everybody did understand exactly what was said, however, didn't you?
Commander,
please.
A very interesting program last night on CNN. It was the Merlin Project. It was on the Larry King show. And these guys deal with energy, and they put it all this particular type of energy. Low energy, middle, and high. And on the Clinton thing, he's in big high energy now, and it's going to go on for about a year, these duck guys said, and then he's going to fall on his assets.
I certainly hope so.
And then the other one was Hussein, the Iraq guy. And his in a very low thing right now. But within this year, 93, through first part of 94, this guy has, he's got skyscrapers in his particular grave.
Yeah, and that's going to go on beyond that, too.
This is the kind of the rise of the Middle East in the area against our friends.
Very, very serious.
Uh-huh.
Very serious. If, in fact, they could get him out, but you see, they're ones to take Saddam's place also.
And one other thing that these guys are projecting, they're projecting a magnificent spiritual revolution within the next 20 years. Please overturn all the old traditional stuff into not the new age.
They don't have a name for it. I do. It's called Approaching the Photon Belt. I also would suggest that this is a good game, and they've fed in data, and what they do literally is go back and check out data. And so you can know that history unchanged will repeat itself. If you haven't learned lessons, it's going to repeat itself. And you're dealing with specific entities, but basically what you're saying is that these areas, if left unchanged, will do these things. And I believe when you check into that project, for instance, the Merlin scenario, if you think back to last year or whatever, they've been doing this now for a couple of years, and many of their projections are incredibly correct, but they were wrong about Bush. They projected that Bush would win, but they didn't see Quayle. I believe is what they're probably saying or going to. But they have their way out too, because somebody lied to them and gave the wrong time of birth hour, by 8 hours, 12 hours, something like that. And so all bets are off. Wrong data in, wrong data out. Now, is there anything valid to that? Of course. If man does not learn, man will repeat historically his actions.
Commander?
Yes.
Why don't we hear anything about Kissinger and Baker? They seem to have disappeared.
Oh, I think that I know where they are. And poor Mr. Kissinger is just, you know, not only there are quite a few of them, but boy, they're hopping. What happened in Yugoslavia? Panish was voted down, wasn't he? But no, nothing's changed. So Mr. Kissinger is having to spend quite a lot of time in and out of there. Baker is keeping an extremely low profile at this point. Mr. Bush really ticked off Mr. Baker. Mr. Baker did a lot of campaigning toward 1996 on his own behalf, and therefore he was pulled in from very much campaigning in behalf of Mr. Bush. He was being groomed himself, hopefully to be able to take over, and we'd get on with this good pardoning because Mr. Perot refused. It was a scheme, and it fell on its face. And these are the things that you won't know until sometime out there, and they get the Cosmos Group. And this is something that, if you think about it, everybody wants the information, but please think about it. The reason that it's incorporated even in Nevada is for privacy and secrecy, for protection of the plan itself. Do you think that Mr. Baker's going to come out and say, well, Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Company found out that we were going to do this and they put one big block in our way? Well, there still had to be a deal worked out with Clinton. Will Clinton pardon Bush? I would guess so. Because if Mr. Bush gets on the stand, he can do more damage to Clinton than Mr. Weinberger ever thought of doing to Mr. Bush. This is why you can also be sure that eventually the adversary eats himself. But he will never do it until he has to. I would guess that every one of you would eat turkey before you would eat crow, if you have any sense, even if you have good teeth. All you have to do is watch how the ravens play and how the turkey is pinned and does not fly. Ravens and crows are very tough eating. Please.
Does Colonel Powell have a role to play in the
Patriot Movement? I won't divulge that. I may not divulge that. There is great workings, you see, that include the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And most of the BS that got put out on that airwaves is incorrect.
And also, why don't we hear about banks in the media?
Because of the same reason you don't hear anything else in the media except what they want to tell you, to bring you more and more under control. They're even giving you the stuff about the killings because they're going to start again a big drive to get your weapons. They've got to act now. They're running out of time also. And if we can get the enforcement officers from within awakened, what in the world are they going to do? They'll have to go to nuclear war. And that's what's being worked out, not some peace treaty. And if this thing breaks in the Middle East, which obviously it will, you can't just arbitrarily shoot down Saddam's planes. All the while you're building up. And you cannot deny all these other nations while Israel still lies and says they don't. I mean, this is silly. Everybody in the world knows they've got nuclear power. And they tell you they don't have. All it's going to take is one planted bomb in the right place. And it will not be accidental. It will be very, very carefully and strategically placed. You're getting ready for Armageddon.
That's how we used to die over Armageddon.
Well, you haven't had the firebombs yet.
Then we get to enjoy worse than this.
Well, but you also get to enjoy better. There's some things going on right here that are going to be surprisingly beautiful. I think God is doing a tremendously good job just watering your spirit.
Amanda?
Yes.
The January 7th, when the Cosmos said that they were going to start action in Congress, is that all off now?
I would guess that nothing will happen on the 7th. And that was kind of a BS projection anyway. It was foolish. You ones are going to have to be discerning. You have to look at what came out. I could not stay silent on it as it was flashing across your airwaves. Does this mean that their shout is not worthy?
No.
Who knows? The shadow knows. For you old people. But certainly there were many indiscretions. Andy spoke with Dare and with pun in cheek, dared to put some things out. You won't know at this point how many of those things were planted, both to cover very valid positive actions as well as to shut down some other things. They're certainly got crosswise with the Bogreitz campaign people. On the other hand, Bogreitz had miserable personal level problems in his campaign. Does that make what he did at Ruby Creek unworthy?
No.
Does it make what he did running for president unworthy?
No.
You don't know what he's doing.
Right.
Leave it to God. Let's not continue to hurt each other. You get in ignorance, and everything is splashed around in total curiosity. I want to know. And I would ask each one, why do you want to know? Do you have a lot of money to transfer? What is it that causes you really to want to know? Well, I just want to know whether it's the truth or not. I can understand that. But do you want to understand whether it's the truth or not, just for curiosity, when you're not really getting your own job done, you're just fiddling into theirs? You're going to have a big separation and sorting coming out of this. You will also have an opportunity for many ones to become connected through this that otherwise would not. Some of those connections have already been made and soldered together. Other ones will drop away because their intent was not correct, not right, and they hopped right in for the kill. And God doesn't play those kinds of games. This has been set up for too long. And ones for the simple greed of having will not have the treasure of El Dorado, I can promise you. The ones who serve willingly And yes, wanting some reward, because in the giving is expected the reward. But if you just wanted it for your own show and tell, it won't happen. It will not happen. But the moment the intent is correct and the need arises, it will appear. And there are ones in line all the way down the row. Right to the atmospherians outside the Philippines. And until that heavenly connection is made with them and the go-ahead happens, nothing's going to happen with that funding. They're all fighting over what already is circulating, you see. And that's okay. It's serving its purpose also. But I warned you about getting too involved and too enraptured with gold. Because about the time they think they've got it all garnered with gold, I'll tell you how to make gold, and that will blow it out.
I wouldn't mind knowing that now.
I know.
You was a head start.
Because
I can lick one off of Mercury. You got all you want. Just about $32,000 an ounce to make it right now.
Sometimes the means to the end are just not worth it. It's sort of like sometimes free help isn't worth it either. It's too expensive. So we try to take care of that also. Whenever we get enough gold, there won't be any free help either. I promise you. That is usually a weapon. God knows the difference. That which is given as a gift without strings is that which is returned at least tenfold. It's a hundredfold. It's unlimited. But usually the gift contains all the strings, even if you said it didn't. The moment anything turns against you as you perceive it, or slows up or whatever, well, I don't like that, you know. You have to know why you do a thing, because God goes beyond the mouth. And the hundredfold is in return for the purity of the heart. And I don't care if right now your only intent is just to get your constitution back. That's where you start. Without it, you become enslaved. And slaves eventually become so brain dead that they have no possibility of spiritual arrival. Because by the time you ones are gone, it will be done. It will be finished. Who will recover it? They work to rebuild your history now. And ones will not be able to remember. Save the aboriginals, and most of them have forgotten. Ask any Indian leader. Where are we to on this tape?
About 10 minutes.
I believe I would rather end today and meet again tomorrow than drag this on and on. Who moaned? Well, let's just stay till tomorrow. Now, Eleanor.
Thank you.
Yes.
Question. You mentioned a long time ago, a case I heard about a year ago, that a lot of Christians are awaiting the 1,000 years of peace, or what we call the millennium, but that's already happened, and this is the time when Satan's been loosed for a period of time to test us the final time. But I haven't run across in any of the journals any clarification of that so far.
You're not going to either.
Okay.
That is total distraction, you see. But that's correct.
But what was the time period? How many thousands of years ago was that 1,000 years of peace?
Well, first of all, you've got to go back and decide what is a year. So you can't do that. Did Methuselah live 800 years, 500 years, 1,200 years? You don't know. Bart was there. So we let him have it. So there's your authority. Ask him. And then if you can figure it out, you come back in here in a hurry and tell us. Those are distractions, but they were necessary things at the level of your growing. You see, you ones who got the journals, this has been discussed in great length and great depth with these ones who sat with me during that early period of time. Rick was there, Al was there, so it isn't a matter of just secret sharing. It's important that you ones realize you have been lied to, and that there has been a wonderful period of time on your planet. And there was already a couple of periods of great radiance. And yet you are also aware that you are coming to a great transition of a planet itself, as it came into its own living life form. This is a great migration time, as would be told to you by your native brothers. You see, you don't just have flame, things smolder, rumors, traditions, memories, oral traditions. You're coming again into a time of awakening from that which was. So you have to realize always, always, always going back to the illusion. And if you don't get those books where Germain explains to you in scientific terms what is God, what are you? You are a thought projection on a stage. The second this has happened, the word is said, the breath is taken, it's gone. All you have to relate to that happening is memory. You can possibly even have an expression in front of you. But that's what's meant by all you have is the moment. The absolute instant, split second instant that a thing is happening. Therefore, all is built upon memory. This is why to forgive and forget is the dumbest thing I ever heard and had to be conjured up by the adversary. Because forgiveness is a natural act. It is absolutely there unless you are judgmental, which I believe the Father told you not to be. Will get you in trouble. you may not judge, lest you get into the mess you're in today and be judged. So forgiveness becomes an open fact of being if you're living in a godly way according to the law. You don't bother to go out there judging. It wastes a lot of time anyway. You waste a lot of energy hating and getting even and fixing and whatever. Let it be. That's what is meant by let it be. Doesn't mean you sit there and do nothing and be. It means tend what you can tend. And the wisdom to know the difference in what you can impact. But to forget gets you to where you are. You've been here before. And the only prayer of getting you out of it now is that you remember, so that you don't repeat it. Or you'll just march right down with that wheel and doing those cartwheels right on. In and past and through Armageddon. And yes, indeed. The old brother was put down. But guess what? When he got out of the pit the first time, he was cast into the pit. It's not a bad pit, is it? It was called Earth. And he sort of makes his rounds in every third dimensional experience, because that's the testing of man and God's creation. And worked himself out. And now he's got control. You can call yourself hell or whatever you want to call yourself, because you have fallen into the totality of the darkness. Very dark planet energy-wise. One of the most beautiful of all the creations of God. But you see, that's always the way it is. There's no point in the destruction of something that's already destroyed. What good is that? What test is that? What does that make you? Your job is in the reclaiming. And when you have reclaimed in godliness, then he is cast out of your existence. And that's where you are. He will not be cast out of all one's existence. But for you who come home to God in the radiance, he will simply be out of your existence. And that means he will be locked away from you. And you will be free to progress through those dimensions into the glory of God. And if you want those streets to be paved with gold, which it won't, you won't. Once you have that freedom, oh my goodness, you don't want those gold pieces weighing you down.
Questions if I'm permitted to. Are we expected that the tempter will not have his tempting terminated at some time? Or is this tempting process something that we look forward to for a long or eternal period of time?
That's up to you.
Seriously?
I mean it. That's up to you. If that is what your growth pattern needs, then there will be the environment in where you can continue growth.
Then we got a problem because I like challenge.
There are also positive challenges. Try that 310 without the necessity of wings or propellers.
We all want one of them free energy.
Right on. You have used up your challenging energy on these aspects of survival. And now you have one more hill to take.
Just one?
It's going to be a big one. But if you get there, you're very close to God.
One more.
Well, it's like I said, it's a big one. But have fun, Bart, to find that the Father's flag is already there.
Lunar flag.
That was the one you put up.
Yeah.
God's doesn't blow down.
Very good.
Dorma is getting some A's on her report card. I can see Bart marking them. He's sitting back there. She wouldn't have known that one. Let's try this one. This is what I enjoy. You see, I don't like hard lessons all the time. This is the kind of camaraderie I look forward to, because this is what we've experienced before. And this is what we want to go back to, you see. We want to sit and talk about these wondrous things without being cluttered by the job that we've been sent to do. I understand it. I know it. And even if it doesn't show, I have some patience. But I also have passion. Don't confuse that word with something romantic. If you cannot have passion for a cause of goodness, then you're lost. And if I came to you with lessons and no passion, there would be no reason for you to wish change. You've lived in the lie long enough. I have an undying passion, and I intend to win. And when you hook your goal with mine, we're going to win. There is no question. I'm going to win either way, because I already have. Most of you have already fought this battle and won. And in the awakening, you will come back to realize that you are serving a purpose. Some are yet trying to earn those stars and those stripes to get there. And this is the hardest thing that I have with what we call, you see, inner circle means something, not the way it was expressed. The ones in the inner circle, all are in the inner circle if they wish to be in the inner circle. God excludes no one. Man excludes self. Mm-hmm. We are all family. But we each have different jobs, different corporations, different businesses. That's for your protection, and that's the way things should be structured. Community, not communal. Help when it is needed, and you can provide it. This is the give and the take. This is the bartering.
Would you like another tape?
No.
10 seconds.
We only let him do this because he's been ill. And he's been ill because he's not followed my instructions. And so he basically deserves it. And if I play it out here long enough, I'll get the last word. Salute.